Is there a theory of existing already, theory of everything already existing in the Vedas? Now, sometimes some devotees may simplistically say that, okay, Krishna is the theory of everything, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the theory of everything, or something like that. But the important point to recognize is that saying that there is a theory of everything assumes a particular worldview. That worldview is that the universe is nothing more than a mechanism or a machine. The theories, if we use the word theory in the scientific sense, the word theory can be used in a non-scientific sense also, but if it is to be used in a scientific sense, it assumes everything to be mechanistic. That means there is nothing which has free will. And everything should act according to the laws of nature. Then we can postulate a theory about how things happen. But if within existence there is something which has free will, there is something which has consciousness, then we can understand that the theory of everything has it, then the theory of everything will not apply, because if the universe is not reducible to unconscious matter, but the universe has irreducibly consciousness, then consciousness will act according to its own free will. Consciousness will not act according to any specific mathematical or mechanical theory. So that's why the idea that there can be a theory of everything assumes a materialistic worldview, and the Vedas don't accept a materialistic worldview. They say that there are two irreducible realities in this world, that is matter and spirit. And both of them come ultimately from Krishna, ultimately from God, who manifests in his highest manifestation as Krishna. So because there is consciousness, which is irreducible fact of existence, so we cannot have a mechanical or a mathematical theory to explain all the observations in the universe. So yes, the Vedas ultimately describe that the cause of everything is God and God's will. So if you want to say in that absolute sense, in that non-technical sense of the word theory, then we can say that yes, the theory of everything in the Vedas is that God is the supreme controller and nothing happens without his will. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunte jagat viparivartate. That everything happens under my supervision and all changes happen under material nature, which is under my supervision. So God's absolute control and God's sanction is the basis of everything that exists and everything that happens. So in that sense, in that non-mechanical, non-reductionistic, non-mathematical sense, we can say that God and God's will are the ultimate explanation for everything. But not only is science nowhere near finding a theory of everything, but a theory of everything itself is not possible, because there is the assumption underlying the idea that there can be a theory of everything, that the universe is mechanistic, material and reductionistic, that assumption itself is flawed. Thank you.